This is research news from UIC, the University of Illinois at Chicago. Dr. Subhas Pandey is professor and director of neuroscience alcoholism research in the Department of Psychiatry at the UIC College of Medicine and the Jesse Brown VA Medical Center in Chicago. Today he talks about how reshaping of the DNA scaffolding that supports and controls the expression of genes in the brain may play a major role in alcohol withdrawal symptoms, particularly anxiety. Here's Professor Pandey.
The work we are doing over here, that we're looking the molecular mechanism, or in other words, the neurochemical basis of the alcoholism, and particularly in this piece of work we have done, that we have looked at how the alcohol exposure, both the single dose as well as longer exposure to alcohol, how it modify the surrounding where the DNA exists in the neuron or in the cells in the brain. And what we find, that particularly this term where the DNA exists in the cells and then surrounded by the different kind of protein, the total assembly known as the nucleosome, and it is consist of the histone, and then histone is wrapped by the DNA molecule. So what we found for the first time here, that the alcohol has tendency to open this the structure, which is chromatin, and make the other transcriptional machinery, the molecule which are required to modulate the gene expression, make more accessible to this chromatin structure, and therefore there is more gene expression. So in other words, that the people may not born with the abnormality in the sequence or in their DNA, but because of the alcohol drinking, but that open the chromatin structure, that may produce changes in the gene expression, and that may lead to the abnormal neuronal function and ultimate the behavior. And what we found again here, that after long-term ethanol exposure, there's a tendency in the brain, the neuroadaptation to the acute alcohol exposure, and things go in the opposite direction. And during withdrawal, when the alcohol is out, then this chromatin structure shut down, means that the histone, where the DNA is wrapped around, it their acetylation. So I would like to say here that how this chromatin structure open and close. So this histone molecule, when the acetyl group attached to this, it opened the chromatin structure. And when the acetyl group is removed from the histone, then it closed the chromatin structure. And this is known as, in scientific term, is epigenetic changes. So during withdrawal, the acetyl group goes away, chromatin structure closes, shut down the gene expression, and we see the alcohol withdrawal symptoms such as anxiety. Anxiety is a very important withdrawal symptoms. It appears at the early stage during withdrawal, and it is important because people drink alcohol, they continue to drink alcohol to self-medicate because the alcohol has anti-anxiety property. So when they drink alcohol, then again chromatin structure open, make more gene, and control the behavior. But what we did here pharmacologically, we use a compound which can open the chromatin structure during withdrawal. And when we gave this compound to the animal model, in animal which are physically dependent to alcohol, and then during withdrawal, this compound opened the chromatin structure and it blocked the withdrawal symptoms. So for the first time, we demonstrated that modulating the chromatin structure in the brain, you can able to manipulate or modulate the alcohol withdrawal symptoms. In other words, that if you open the chromatin structure during alcohol withdrawal, you can prevent the development of alcohol withdrawal symptoms. So we believe this enzyme inhibitor, this compound, which act on a very important enzyme which regulate the chromatin remodeling, is maybe a future therapeutic target to treat the alcoholism.
Dr. Subhas Pandey is a professor and director of neuroscience alcoholism research in the Department of Psychiatry at the UIC College of Medicine and the Jesse Brown VA Medical Center, Chicago. For more information about this research, go to www.news.uic.edu, click on News Releases, and look for the release dated April 2, 2008. This has been Research News from UIC, the University of Illinois at Chicago.